From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. The title of that classic song, sung here by Ella Fitzgerald, might also describe the opera that's coming up in a few minutes, Verdi's enigmatic masterpiece, Don Carlo. The title character, a Spanish prince, is clearly bewitched and bothered. His historical counterpart was sometimes described as simply insane. And bewildered? Well, that's how audiences sometimes feel at the end of the opera. The drama has a complicated roundabout plot, and it's all wrapped up in a climactic ending, which can easily leave opera-goers wondering, what the heck has just happened? But never mind. In typical fashion, Verdi took all of the story's complexities and confusions and left us with a great opera. It's a work that takes just about every moral dilemma you can think of and gives each one a human face. And they're recognizable faces. They're the sort of people you see around you every day, sometimes when you look in the mirror. Maybe Verdi's opera is bewildering because, deep down, we don't want to understand it. We're disturbed by the opera's vivid glimpse of how the world really is and who we really are. On this edition of World of Opera, Verdi's Don Carlo comes to us from one of opera's most renowned venues, London's Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. The stars are tenor Jonas Kaufmann in the title role, with soprano Marina Poplavskaya as Elizabeth, and baritone Simon Keenlyside as Rodrigo. The production is led by conductor Semyon Beechkov.